This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have started an all-for-all prisoner swap. This will allow all remaining prisoners of the five-year conflict to return home. The agreement was concluded by Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in December. An official in Yemen says a ballistic missile attack ripped through a military parade, killing at least six troops and three children. More than 20 people, including civilians, were wounded in the blast. A Turkish military cargo plane landed in the Somali capital on Sunday to evacuate people badly wounded in a truck bombing in the city a day earlier. The attack killed at least 90 people, including two Turkish nationals. The plane also brought emergency medical staff and supplies. Five people were stabbed at the home of a Hasidic rabbi in New York State. David Doyle reports.
An attacker stabbed five people late on Saturday at a Hasidic rabbi's home in New York State, a Jewish organization said, in a rampage that comes after days of increased tension over anti-Semitic assaults. The Orthodox Jewish Public Affairs Council said all five victims were taken to hospital after the incident in Muncie, Rockland County. Two were said to be in a critical condition, with one of them stabbed at least six times. Police said the assailant fled the scene, but is now in custody. New York City's police department said on Friday it was stepping up patrols in heavily Jewish neighborhoods, following a spate of anti-Semitic attacks.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. North Korea began a closely watched ruling party meeting led by Kim Jong-un amid signs Pyongyang is set to announce a firmer stance toward the United States. Kim is widely expected in the next week to announce the details of his new way for North Korea. This is VOA News. British counter-terrorist police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist act. AP Zaria Shackley reports.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zaria Shackley, London.
A fresh Taliban attack in Afghanistan has killed 17 pro-government forces, even as the insurgent group is reported to be mulling over a brief ceasefire to try to seal a foreign troop withdrawal deal with the United States. The overnight deadly insurgent attack targeted a security outpost in northeastern Takhar province. The top U.S. diplomat criticized Iran's leadership for its crackdown ahead of protest memorials this week. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has slammed Iran for using violence and internet disruption to prevent memorials for those killed during a November crackdown on anti-government protesters. Pompeo tweeted a message saying Iranians have the right to mourn their dead. He directly accused Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei of responsibility for the killings. The Supreme Leader has the final say on religious and political issues in the Islamic Republic. According to a semi-official news agency, internet access was effectively cut off Wednesday in several Iranian provinces ahead of Thursday's memorials. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Mass killings in the U.S. hit a new high in 2019, and 33 of the record 41 were shootings. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where nine people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
do something, do something, do something.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on any of today's news, please go to voanews.com. Or for news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.